Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Oh, morena, Sam, through the magic of the telephone.
Hi, how you doing? This is so interesting.
This is so interesting. It's lovely to hear your voice this morning, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing your recommendations for what people should be watching at the moment.
Hey, Sam.
Well, hi, Tess. Oh, God, hi, everyone. This is so nice. I'm sitting in my bed doing this. This is great.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm chatting about Devs, the new TV show on FX and Hulu. It is basically, do you know Alex Garland?
Nah. Alex Garland. Actually, that rings a bell. Why would I know that name?
So he's behind the films Ex Machina and Annihilation.
Okay, that's why I know that name.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so he has a very distinct style of filmmaking, and this show does not disappoint in that style at all. It's about this couple named Lily and Sergey, and they work for this like mysterious tech development company. You don't really know what's going on. And Sergey gets pulled into the devs team, a coding team that's like really secretive and no one knows what they do in there.
Right.
And it's owned by Nick Offerman, who you'll know from Parks and Recreation as Ron Swanson, which is so bizarre.
Oh, mate,
Ron Swanson.
Is he playing a serious character?
Oh, he's playing the most serious
character. Oh, that's interesting.
He's playing like the mysterious CEO, head tech guy, owns the company, knows all the secrets, knows the dark underbelly. And basically, Lily is kind of investigating what's going on with the company and trying to figure out all the mysteries. She's great. She has this one scene in episode 3 where, I won't say what she does, but she kind of plays everyone.
Ooh.
And it's brilliant to see. And the show just has all those like mysterious twists and turns, and you don't know what's going on. Like, I still don't know what's going on. I'm 3 episodes in, and I'm like, I'm just... This is
just rolling
but
is it
gripping from the start?
So I don't know if it's the mood that I'm in or whether it's actually how the show is, but I'm not the type of person right now that wants to like sit there and wait for like 3 hours to know what's going on.
Yeah.
We want immediate relief.
Yeah, I don't know, because so the show itself is immediately beautiful. The soundtrack is honestly amazing. It's got this like spooky like sci-fi 80s feel to it. It's really got some cool stuff going on, and like the show itself is it's one of those shows you watch and you're like, I know this is a good show, but I've been sitting here and I'm kind of like, I need something to happen. Like I need right. I need more explosive drama. But I don't know if that's just because I'm like in like a hyped up mood or whether because the show is
you're probably not alone there, Sam, I would say.
But so the show itself, I think it's going to be really good. I think by the time I finish it, I'm going to be like, oh wow, that was brilliant. I think just because it's on a weekly release schedule right now, I'm like craving a binge watch.
I see. Yeah, well,
but there are,
could be good for setting a bit of routine, you know, set the same time each week to watch it, go back to the old school days of tuning in at the right hour to watch the TV.
Yeah, I mean, I could put it in on my Sky Go, couldn't I? Is that still a thing, Sky Go?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither would I. One thing that I am loving, though, is Alison Pill is in it. She's in a bunch of things. Most memorably for me, she was on AHS season 7 or something, American Horror Story season 7. Yeah, Alison Pill, she is a great actress, and she's playing this like very stone-faced, quiet, very quietly aggressive. Like, you can tell there's so much going on behind her face.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to know more about her. So I'm hooked on watching it. And seeing Nick Offerman play this, he's, like, got long, shaggy hair and a big, even fuller beard. And he just wears, like, weird shirts and, like, Birkenstocks, I think.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of just...
It's like a new age.
He goes around talking about how his daughter died in the past and how, like, is reality really reality if we're viewing it through screens. And it does have this big metaphor through it where everyone involved is like a tech coder or a dev, and they look at life through screens.
Right.
And they're trying to find out the big truths of the world by like writing code and developing new technology.
This is all sounding very Alex Garland. Now that I remember who Alex Garland is, I'm like, these are all the tropes of Alex Garland.
Right up my alley.
Hardcore.
This is something I'm going to watch.
This is very Tess Barnett action over here. Me and my flat a few years ago when Ex Machina came out watched it, and I think we were in a weird mood or whatever, and we just ruthlessly ripped it apart. Like, we spent the whole time being like, oh, my robot girlfriend, and just like taking the piss out of it. And so I sort of ruined it for myself. And then lots of people were like, no, Rachel, it's actually a really good movie. And I rewatched it and I was like, oh, true, it is a really good movie. So maybe that's kind of the buzz of this TV show, is like, let it do its thing and then just kind of keep your mind open to it, and it'll warm up on you maybe. Is that what you're thinking, Sam?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the ratings are so high. I think it's going to be like a standout of this year, but I think it's going to be one of those standouts of the year when you get to the end and you're like, oh, now everything makes sense. This is so brilliant. I need to go back and rewatch it because it's so brilliant. I just didn't see it the first time, which is totally fine with TV shows to do that. I think it's just sucking on the teat of too many great, punchy, like very fun right now kind of shows, as opposed to the slow, drawn out dramas.
So yeah, this is you'd classify this as a drama.
It's like a drama, mystery, sci-fi, all of those things wrapped into one.
You know what, Sam? I've really been looking for some more drama in my life, so this is going to be perfect for me.
I'm sorry, I was trying to look for like something that was really like off the wall and like silly, but it really didn't happen.
I'm actually being somewhat serious, you know, for someone who's going to be chilling at home a lot. I could do with some gripping TV.
I think that sounds like a very good recommendation. Remind us of the name and where people can watch it, Sam.
So it's called Devs, D-E-V-S, as in developers. And I'm not sure how it's going to be released in New Zealand, probably on Neon or Lightbox, because it's a Hulu FX show.
Oh, yeah.
But just keep an eye out for it. Or, you know.
You know.
Dot, 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 dot. Hey, Sam, it's lovely to talk to you. We miss seeing your face in the studio, but we will get there soon enough.
I just want to know, do you have a coffee right now?
I actually haven't had time to make myself a coffee, but I am sucking on my vape, so I can't do that in the BFM studio.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
Really, the silver linings for you then. Hey, have a lovely day, Sam. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Div.